It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Recreation Athletic Facility on the campus of Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall, Minnesota, where the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats will open their regular season in a four-team tournament. Northwest will open today against the Upper Iowa University Peacocks and will play the host Southwest Minnesota State tomorrow afternoon right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. When we return, we'll have your Bearcat Hy-Vee pregame show. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Pregame Show and Southwest Minnesota State University as your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats open their regular season against Upper Iowa University from Fayette, Iowa. Northwest enters the game ranked second in the MIAA conference preseason poll and has a 1-0 exhibition record with the win last Sunday against Graceland by a score of 95-57 in Bearcat Arena. For Upper Iowa, they come in with a 1-1 exhibition record. They won against their alumni in that alumni game a couple of weeks ago and lost to Bradley University, a D1 school from the Missouri Valley Conference here just about a week ago, last weekend, in fact. Upper Iowa is under a new regime and a new look with first-year head coach Brooks McCowan. They bring back six returning lettermen with only three with quality minutes from a year ago. When we come back, we'll take a look at Northwest. We'll talk with head coach Ben McCollum. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations, of one another and embracing humor in the classroom and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, these professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the campus of Southwest Minnesota. West Missouri State University Bearcats get ready to take on Upper Iowa in the first game of a two-game mini tournament here from Minnesota. Being joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, nice to have you with us.
It's good to be here. It's nice to open the season up and get some real game experience under our belts.
Season starts for real. You've been together as a team for about 3 weeks now. You've got some new faces, but maybe the story here for this season is you return quality players from a season ago where your team went 21-10.
Yeah, we've got a lot of experience coming back. The only thing that experience gets you is you've learned. Now, do you use what you've learned is going to be our biggest question, and we need to make sure we use that, how to handle adversity, how to fight in games, and that will help us hopefully win some games throughout the year.
Let's talk a little bit about the returning players. You've got Schlake, Cozad, and Starzl all coming back, three bigs for you that really got a lot of playing time last year.
Yeah, we've got three of the best post players in the conference inside. We're going to be huge in there. It'll be a difficult matchup for them, but they're going to have to match up with us, too, inside. And ours are a little bit higher percentage shots.
You got quality guard play coming back, particularly with Bryston Williams. But something that has to please you is you get Deshaun Cooper back, who was out with an injury all of last year.
Yeah, he's a pretty special player. You know, he changes the game. He can't really be guarded. If he's on his game, he's very difficult to guard. And then he brings a lot of leadership qualities that we're going to need. So with him and Dylan, we have two of the better players in the conference, which is nice.
Now for Upper Iowa, they come in averaging 89 points. They went 1-1 in their exhibition game. But the one loss was to Bradley University, a D1 school out of the Missouri Valley.
Yeah, they're pretty good on film. They run around and shoot a bunch of threes. They've got a couple drivers that drive and kick, and then the other guys just shoot threes, and that's literally what they do. It's going to be very difficult for us to defend, especially with our size. So we're going to have to make sure that we, even though we're post players, we're going to have to pressure the guards and make sure that they are forced to drive and then rotate around and help.
For Upper Iowa, you know, three people that we'll probably be talking a lot about is Lang, Pagel, and Woods. So Woods, the point guard. Lang is a lefty. That always poses a problem usually for basketball players that normally see right-handed players.
Mm-hmm. Woods in particular kind of makes them go just because he can really get in the paint. Not a shooter at all, but he really drives. The lefty, 21. He also can do a little bit of everything. He can make reads off ball screens. He can shoot. He can drive. He'll be a tough to defend. And then 12, more of a kind of a role guy, a shooter, offensive rebounder guy. So, they're going to be tough all around.
You know, it's a team that's pretty good in transition, too. Like you said, they like to drive and then kick.
Yeah, They scored two times, two ways, transition offense, driving kick in the transition, and then they scored off their ball screen. And so we're going to have to make sure that we're ready for both.
Now, as far as keys for the Bearcats, what do we have to do to come out with a win here this afternoon?
We have to go inside. We have to attack the paint and use our height to our advantage. We have to rebound, do everything that we do and do it great, and I think we're going to be okay.
Coach, congratulations, and let's go get a win.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
That's head coach of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and wrap up our pregame show. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Agriculture will host a visit day Thursday. The event is for high school students interested in ag-related careers. The event will begin Thursday morning at 9 at the station located on the Northwest Campus. Agriculture Sciences Department Chair Rod Barr says since the event was successful last year, the department decided to do it again.
In the morning, admissions will be giving them an overview of the university and then taking them on a campus tour. They'll be eating lunch over at the Student Union. And then following that, they'll be coming over to our department, spending the afternoon with us, give them an overview of the Department of Agricultural Sciences, talk to them a little bit about what we do here, and then after that we'll be taking them on a tour out of our facilities here in the Volk building, and in addition to that we'll go out to the university farm, out to the R.T. Wright farm, show them around there.
Barr says the new facilities just completed at the R.T. Wright farm will help students gain more hands-on experience.
We've got a new beef facility that's just completing construction. We also have a sheep production facility out there, so they can work hands-on with livestock. In addition to that, we've got expanding our precision ag program a little bit with our auto guidance and those types of things on the agronomy side. So it's a wide range of what opportunities are there.
Barr says Northwest also offers an area for hands-on experience in horticulture.
We've got the greenhouse complex for our horticulture students and our ag education students, including some high tunnels that are just going into production. We also have the aquaculture facility, the ag mechanics facility, the trading room. So we've got a lot of different opportunities for hands-on learning.
The Department of Agriculture Sciences at Northwest offers majors in agribusiness, agriculture education, agriculture science, agronomy, animal science, and horticulture. Minors include agronomy, animal science, commercial agriculture, horticulture, and precision agriculture.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic, just about ready to get things underway between the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats and the Upper Iowa University Peacocks in this first of two games this afternoon from Southwest Minnesota State University. Let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, they will start a 5'8 senior guard from St. Louis, Missouri, Deshaun Cooper. Also starting will be 6-foot senior guard from St. Joseph, Missouri, Bryston Williams. Starting will be 6'2 sophomore guard from Overland Park, Kansas, Connor Crooker. For the Bigs, inside for Northwest, they will start 6'8 junior forward from Kearney, Missouri, Grant Cozad, and a 6'8 senior forward from Kearney, Missouri, Dylan Starzl. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will have your national anthem for you. While they're making announcements prior to the national anthem, we'll have Woods, Pagel, also Lang, Hay, and Weber, the starting five for Upper Iowa here this afternoon. Again, the starters for Upper Iowa will be Joey Woods, Bo Pagel, Grant Lang, Jordan Hay, and Jose Weber. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Southwest Missouri State University Classic. Just about ready to get this one underway. We hope you enjoyed the Hy-Vee pregame show here this afternoon. Just about time for the tip-off, and let's give you the starters once again. It'll be Deshaun Cooper, Bryston Williams, Connor Croker, and also Grant Cozad and Dylan Starzl, your starters for your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. And again, for the Upper Iowa University Peacocks, they'll have 6'2 senior guard from Naples, Florida. Joey Woods, also starting, will be 6'2 junior guard from Sumner, Iowa, Bo Pagel. 6'4 junior guard from Ankeny, Iowa, Grant Lang. 6'6 sophomore forward from Stanwood, Iowa, Jordan Hay. And also starting will be 6'5 freshman center from Dubuque, Iowa, Josh Weber. Should be a good one here this afternoon. Both these teams have got some returning starters from a year ago. Northwest has a lot more experience out on the floor than Upper Iowa to get this one underway. Northwest coming off a 1-0 exhibition season. They'll start fresh 0-0 here to start the regular season this afternoon. It'll be Dylan Starzl, and he'll be jumping it up for the Northwest Ball Club, waiting for the Upper Iowa Peacocks to break their huddle this afternoon. For the Upper Iowa Ball Club, they were 20-12 a year ago. They were 14-8 in the Northern Sun Conference. They do have a new head coach this year, Brooks McCowan, in his first year. They are 1-1 in their exhibition season, winning against their alumni and losing to Bradley University out of the Missouri Valley Conference just last weekend. Also jumping it up, it'll be Jordan Hay against Dylan Starzl. Dylan will get it, controlled by Cooper. Cooper with the basketball across the timeline. Top of the key for the Bearcats. He'll work quickly to the right side wing. Looks, comes center court, goes to Williams, quickly inside. They'll go to Starzl. Starzl being double-teamed, goes back out to Cooper. Cooper now will start the offense on the left wing. Drive down on the baseline, go clear underneath. Now loses the basketball. Turnover Bearcats on the transition is the Peacocks. Now nearly another turnover, but the Peacocks gather it back in. With the basketball is Lang. Lang, the lefty, he'll come over to the right side. On the wing is Woods. Woods goes back out to Lang. Now on the left side wing, open three on the way, won't go. Rebound being fought for and controlled. Out there with it is Northwest and Crooker. Now Williams with it on the right wing. Williams comes left side wing. Now down low in the corner. Connor with the basketball. Connor drives the paint underneath. Finds Cozad underneath. He'll put it up. Won't go. Rebound. Starzl fighting for it. Cozad comes out of there, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. Foul is going to be charged against the Peacocks, and it's going to be their first personal, first team foul, and it will go against Josh Weber, his first personal, and it's going to send Cozad to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. Still no score, just underway. Grant makes it 1-0 Bearcats here. Cozad is a 6'8" junior forward from Kearney. Eyes the bucket. Shot is on the way, and it's off the iron. No good. Here comes with the basketball, Lang. He'll come over to Woods. Woods on the right side wing. Woods go to the free throw line. Now drives the paint, puts up the shot. Blocked. Cozad knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be off Northwest, but a nice block in there by Grant Cozad of the Bearcats. As Woods, like he likes to do, he drives, likes to drive the paint, and but sometimes has a hard time finishing, and certainly you would think he would have a hard time against Northwest Bigs here this afternoon. Inbounds pass underneath their own bucket for the Peacocks. They'll get it in. With it is Woods. Woods from the paint puts up a little 10-footer. Won't go. Rebound. Starzl. Starzl outlets to Cooper. Cooper left side wing. He'll drive. Now gives off to Dylan. Dylan back over to Connor. Connor now to Cooper. Cooper on the right side wing. He'll dribble down. Now comes back out to Connor. Down low, left side. They go inside to Cozad. Kick it out. Three on the way by Williams, and he gets it. Williams with his first three of the afternoon. That makes it a 4-0 Bearcat lead with 18 minutes to play here in the first half. Woods, top of the key, stops, comes right side, finds Lang. Lang, left-handed dribble, now switches to the right side. He's on the right wing. He'll drive down, put up a shot inside of three. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Peacocks. They'll kick it back outside. With the basketball now is Lang. That's number 12. And it's Pagel, and he puts it up and in for the first two for the Peacocks here this afternoon. 4-2 our score, 17-28 to play here in the first half. With the basketball is Cooper on the right wing or left wing for Northwest. Cooper, he'll put up an open three, and it's good. Deshaun Cooper with his first three. So two threes right out of the bank and a free throw for Northwest. 7-2 our score. Woods at the free throw line, gives off. With it is Lang. Shot up, won't go. Rebound, Williams. Williams outlets, and now we've got a whistle and a timeout as Deshaun Cooper comes out of his shoe. So they'll give Deshaun a chance to put that shoe on. We've got a substitution also into the ball game. David Smith, who is usually the first guy off the bench for Upper Iowa, comes into the ball game here. Also into the ball game is Jimmy Roth for Upper Iowa. Grant Cozad will inbounds as the Peacocks show full court pressure here against the Bearcats as they will inbound with 16:58 to play first half. Sean Cooper. Now to Cozad. Cozad to Connor. Connor with it. Connor will get it up to Deshaun Cooper. He'll make a drive. Kicks it out. Now top of the key to Connor. Connor will put up a shot, and it's good. Nice penetration by Crooker, and he puts it up and in for the Bearcats. His first two of the afternoon. 9-2, a 7-point Bearcat lead as Woods or make that Smith with the basketball. Smith, he'll drive the paint, put up the shot off the glass, and it's good. But they will not. I believe it's basket will count. Foul is going to go against the Bearcats. And that'll go against Dylan Starzl, his first personal, first team foul. And Smith will get the bucket, and he'll go to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. First one's on the way, and it's good. 9-5, our score, with 16:25 to play. Still full court pressure. Cozad gets it up to Crooker. Crooker now working his way across the timeline. Gets it to Williams. They trap over there now, and they get it to Crooker. He'll drive the paint. Dishes off. And a dunk by Dylan Starzl. Starzl with his first two. Northwest handled the pressure nicely, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul's going to go against Cozad, I believe. It will be Grant's first personal, team foul number two on the Bearcats. And going to the free throw line will be Bo Pagel. Pagel, a 6'2" junior guard from Sumner, Iowa. His first trip to the free throw line, and it's good. Pagel, one of three Peacocks that saw quality time last year for Upper Iowa. His second free throw was on the way, and it's also good. 2 points now for Pagel here, and the Peacocks makes it an 11-4 game. Northwest with the basketball, Deshaun Cooper. Cooper, he will drive and go to the right side. Now drive the paint, go outside, kick it to a wide-open Bryston Williams, and his shot will not go. Rebound Peacocks. Quick on foundation. Shot up, won't go. Rebound comes out, Cozad. Boy, this Upper Iowa team is very quick, very fast, like to get into a transition game, and Northwest is able to get back in time and get the rebound. Crooker with the basketball over to Williams. Williams back to Crooker. Now to Cooper. Cooper on the right side wing. He dribbles into the free throw line, finds Cozad underneath. Cozad puts it up and in. Two for Cozad. That gives him three this afternoon. Northwest back up by six. With the basketball is Smith. He'll go out to Obana, and he puts up the shot and scores a three that time. And it pulls the Peacocks to within three, 13-10. Cooper with the basketball. Cooper, top of the key. He'll go over. We've got an open three for Northwest. They won't get it to fall. Rebound Peacocks. Here comes Upper Iowa with the basketball. With it is Pagel. Pagel goes inside. Shot is up, and it will not go. And we've got a blocking foul on Northwest. Foul is going to go against Grant Cozad, his second. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We've got a couple of two or three substitutions into the ball game for the Bearcats. We'll catch that for you when we return. Our score, it's Northwest 13, Upper Iowa 10. We'll be back. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Welcome back to the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic here this afternoon. 14:32 left to go in the first half. Our score, Northwest 13 and Upper Iowa 10. Northwest has controlled throughout Arbor Upper Iowa with a little run here. Northwest having to work against an Upper Iowa team that really likes to get into transition. They like to get down the floor in a hurry, and they like to try to drive into the paint. If they can, they kick. If not, they try to go all the way in for the easy layup. And they've been successful in drawing fouls on the Bearcats here. In fact, Kozad has got a couple, and he's over taking a breather here this afternoon. We've got Zach Snyder that's checked into the ball game. Also, Tyler Funk in there as well. Free throw is up and good by Ogbonna. He's got four here this afternoon. Next free throw is on the way, and it's also good. 5 points for Ogbonna. And it pulls it to within a one-point game here as Snyder will get it up to Funk. Now over to Snyder. Now back to Crooker and to Deshaun. Deshaun sets up the offense for the Bearcats. Will work right side wing. Comes top of the key. Crooker now. He'll drive the paint. Puts up the shot. Will not go. No whistle. No foul. Rebound comes off to the Peacocks. With it is Woods. Woods. He'll stop. Comes out. Goes quickly over to the right side wing. With it is Hay. He'll kick it back out. With the basketball now is Jace Hanna. Over to Woods. Woods in the paint. Puts up a shot. Left-handed layup. Won't go. Rebound being fought for on the floor. And we've got a jump ball called. That's going to be Funk and also Jordan Hay tying one another up. And it'll be Peacock basketball. Substitution now into the game for Obana is Josh Weber checking back into the game. Peacocks will inbounds. They get it into Woods. Woods on the baseline. We've got a whistle and a foul. Another blocking foul against the Bearcats. It's going to go against the Bearcats. Tyler Funk. That'll be Tyler's first personal foul. Team foul number four here. Inbounds will go to Woods. Woods behind a ball screen. Comes over on the wing with the basketball now is Hanna. Hanna. For the Peacocks, will work top of the key. Now drive, kicks out with the basketball is Roth. Roth now on the at the top of the key looking for some help. Finds Weber. Weber puts up a three, won't go. We've got a whistle and a foul, and it's going to go against Jace Hanna. And for Hanna of the Peacocks, that will be his first personal. Team foul just number two on the Peacocks. They continue in that full court pressure against the Bearcats as Snyder gets it in to Cooper. Cooper gets it up to Snyder now. Back to Cooper. Cooper now. Pass up the floor to Funk. He'll go over to Crooker. His three-pointer is good. Connor with a long-range strike. He's got three more. He's got five now. Northwest back up to a four-point 16-12 lead here. Peacocks with the basketball. Woods drives the paint. Gives it off. Underneath, shot will not go, and we've got a whistle and another foul underneath. And Peacocks. Loose ball on the run is Smith. He'll give off. Shot is up on the way. Won't go. Rebound comes off to Cooper. Cooper gets it out to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball now. Snyder, he'll have it knocked away from behind. Woods with it. Three-on-two break. Three-pointer on the way, and it's good by Grant Lang. And with that three, that gives the Peacocks a tie game at 16-16 with 12-11 left to go first half. We'll be back after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back. It's tied up at 16. Full court pressure again. Crocker with the basketball for Northwest. He'll get it up to Funk. Funk will put up a shot. It won't go. Slapped out of there, and it's going to be off of Northwest. I believe they're going to say it was off Schneider, and it'll be Peacock basketball here. 12 minutes even left to go in the first half, all tied at 16. David Smith with the basketball now for the Peacocks. He'll go top of the key. They'll go back over to Smith now, and he'll lose it out of bounds. Turnover, Peacocks. It'll be Northwest basketball. So both teams having some turnover problems here in the early going. Upper Iowa with one turnover. Northwest with three so far in the first half. Sean Cooper with the basketball. Top of the key to Funk. Inside they go to Starzl. Starzl puts it up and in. Northwest needs to really work inside. As Coach McCollum talked in our pregame show, they would be trying to do that throughout the ball game. With it now is the Peacocks. They'll put up a shot. Won't go. Put back by Smith. It will not go. And Starzl is there. He'll outlet to Crocker. Now goes over to Schneider. Schneider will put up a shot from about 15. Won't go. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Peacocks. Here comes Upper Iowa now. With it is Lang. Lang, he'll work down on the right side. Comes back on the right wing. Gives it off to Weber. Weber on the baseline. He'll put up a shot. Won't go. And we've got a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Northwest. And it's going to be against Zach Schneider. His first personal. And it's going to send Josh Weber to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. 18-16 our score. Make it 18-17 now on the main free throw. We've got Bryson Williams back in. He'll come in and give Deshaun Cooper a breather. Also a substitution in there now as Peg will back in for the Peacocks. And the second shot is good as well. So that ties it up at 18 with 10:59 to play first half. Northwest and Upper Iowa here. Bryson Williams will inbounds against full court pressure. Breaking it nicely is Crocker. He'll get it to Schneider. Schneider back out to Williams. Williams here on the right side wing. He's in a little bit of trouble. Now gets it off to Schneider. Back to Williams. Williams will set the play for the Bearcats. He'll work left side down on the baseline. Crocker, he'll put it up and in. Nice job by Connor as he gets two more. He's got seven here in the first half. Northwest back up by two, 20-18. With it is Smith. Smith now. He'll go top of the key. Ogbonna with it. Comes over to Pagel. Pagel works back top of the key. Drives the paint. Puts up the little 12-footer. Won't go. Rebound cleared out of there by Funk. Boy, Funk's a ball player. He's a gritty guy. He comes in and does all the dirty work that sometimes players don't want to do. Really gives Northwest quality minutes. Crocker now. He'll drive the paint, puts up the shot. We've got a whistle and a foul. One of the few times that Northwest has got the foul called as they drive the paint. It's going to go against Grant Lang, his first personal foul, and just their third team foul here in the first half, but in the act of shooting was Connor Crocker. He's got seven here so far this afternoon. His first one is up and in. Make it 8 points for Connor now. Connor, the 6'2 sophomore guard from Overland Park, Kansas, played his high school ball at Blue Valley North High School. Connor's second free throw opportunity is on the way, and it's also good. So 9 points now for Crocker of Northwest, and Northwest back up by four, 22-18. Woods on the drive, and we've got a whistle and a traveling call. That turnover is going to go, no, they're going to call a foul, and that's going to be on Ogbonna. And for Ogbonna, that will be his first personal foul, team foul number four. We've got a timeout on the floor, so with the timeout here, our score, Northwest 22, Upper Iowa 18. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Welcome back to Southwest Minnesota State University. We're at the 9:54 mark of the first half. Northwest, a slim four-point lead, 22-18 here. Both teams getting their final instructions before they break the half or before they break their huddles here after this timeout. Foul was charged on Ogbonna, his first, right before the timeout was called. Northwest will get the basketball here. Just four team fouls on the Peacocks in this first half. They'll pick them up three-quarter court press here. With the basketball is Crooker. Crooker will bring it across the timeline. Sets it on the left side wing. Now goes right side, a kick by Woods. Whistle stops play, and that'll give Northwest the ball back across the way. They will inbounds and get it into Crooker. Crooker comes left side wing, now works back on the right side, stops, goes top of the key to Snyder, back over to Crooker on the wing, now inside to Starzl. Underneath, there's a Funk, and Funk gives a head fake, and then he puts it back up and in. 2 points for Tyler Funk, the 6'3 senior from Kearney, Missouri. Ogbonna with the shot. It won't go. Rebound cleared out of there by Funk. Funk clears it up to Crocker. Crocker across the timeline. Crocker now right side wing. Goes inside. They've got Starzl. He'll put it up and in. Starzl with two more. He's got six. And Northwest quickly back up to an eight-point lead, 26-18. Now underneath goes a driving Grant Lang. And Lang has got a couple of more. He's got 5 points now, 26-20. Williams, he'll drive the paint, gives off. There's a dunk by Starzl. Boy, what a nice play, an unselfish play by Bryston Williams. And that's all that McCowan wants to see. He will call a timeout. Northwest with a quick little 4-0 run. 8:37 left to go first half. Our score, the Bearcats 28, the Peacocks 20. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
With the basketball will be Joy Woods for Upper Iowa. He'll get it across the timeline. Now stops right at the corner of the elbow, puts up the shot, won't go, and we've got a foul underneath against Upper Iowa, and it's going to go against Trevor Hook, I believe. Checking back into the ball game is Jimmy Roth now. Hook will pick up his first personal foul. Northwest will have the basketball. They will work against full court pressure from Upper Iowa. With the basketball is Funk, and Funk just dribbled right between two defenders, puts up the shot and scores. And we're going to call an offensive, no basket, going to call an offensive foul on Tyler Funk, his second personal. They wipe off the basket. Not popular if you're in green here this afternoon. There's a three-pointer on the way. It won't go. Being fought by two Bearcats going after the loose ball, and they lose it out of bounds. So Peacocks will remain in possession. With the Lang will inbounds. He'll get it in to Hay. Hay puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound comes out. With the basketball is Crooker. Crooker now. He'll turn, gives off to Snyder. Now back to Crooker. Crooker on the left side wing. Crooker letting the offense work. Goes over to Snyder. Now right side wing to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams. He'll come back. Now post up, put up a shot, won't go from three. Rebound slapped out of there and controlled by number 21, Grant Lyon. Lyon goes over to Jones. Jones, right wing. He'll come free throw line, stops, now turns around, tries to go underneath to Opgana, and it will not go. Cooper back into the ball game for the Bearcats. Crooker will get a breather. Weber back into the game now for Upper Iowa. Also into the game for Upper Iowa will be David Smith, who checks in. 28-20 our score, 7:30 to play first half. Full court pressure by the Peacocks. Get it into Crooker. Crooker now. They'll get it up to Williams. Williams, we've got a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Joey Woods, I believe. Yes, it is. And for Woods, that'll be his first personal foul. Team foul number six on Upper Iowa. Northwest will inbound. So they get it to Deshaun Cooper, top of the key. Deshaun with it. He'll work, come over left side, stops, goes down low on the left side to Snyder. Back out to Crooker. Now top of the key with the basketball is Cooper. Cooper will put up a little 18-footer, and it's good. Deshaun Cooper with a couple of more. He's got five on the afternoon. 10-point, largest lead of the ball game by the Bearcats. With the basketball now, shot won't go from three for the Peacocks, and it goes out of bounds off of David Smith of Upper Iowa, and it'll be Bearcat basketball here. 6:55 remaining here in the first half of play. Bearcats with the largest lead of the ball game at 10, 30-20 here. Inbounds goes to Deshaun, and now Upper Iowa peels off. They'll pick him up here at half court. They go inside to Starzl. Starzl with the basketball. He'll kick it out. Snyder with a three, and Snyder puts it up and in. Zach Snyder for Northwest. His first points, a big three-pointer. 13-point lead now for the Bearcats. Bearcats with a little run here and nearly stolen away. It's going to be off of Crooker. Connor nearly just took it away from Woods driving in there, and they're going to say it was last touch by Connor. So it'll be Peacock basketball here. They get it inbounds to Woods. Woods, he'll drive once again, puts up a shot, won't go. Follow also misses and pulled out of there by Snyder. Snyder up quickly with the basketball is Crooker. Now to Cooper. Cooper with it. Cooper will work against Woods at the top of the key. He'll come right side. Now give it back over left side. Wide open three. Won't go. Crooker missed it. Rebound comes off and it goes to Pagel. Pagel with the basketball. He runs into his own man, Weber. Now bounce pass over to Hay. Or make that Roth. Jimmy Roth with it. He'll drive the paint. We've got a whistle. Foul's going to go against Northwest. And it's going to be charged on Bryson Williams. And for Williams, that's going to be his first personal foul. Tyler Funk will come back into the ball game for the Bearcats. Schneider will sit down. At the free throw line will be Jimmy Roth, a 6'5 freshman guard from Marion, Iowa. His free throw is good. First point of the afternoon for Jimmy Roth. Roth will try to make it two. It's on the way, and it's also good. Substitution in the ball game now. It will be Jordan Hay. He will check into the game, and coming out is Pagel. Full court pressure shown by the Peacocks here. Get it into Cooper. Cooper, he'll dribble through trouble. Comes across the timeline with it. Now we'll work over on the right side. Comes left now. Thought about driving the paint. Kicks it back out to Williams. Over to Crocker. Crocker back to Williams on the left side. Back over to Crocker. Crocker, he'll drive, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul's going to go against Schlake, I believe, who just checked into the ball game. Schlake will pick up his second personal foul here. Inbounds goes to David Smith.
Smith will bring it down. Top of the key now. Goes left side wing. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Follow. It won't go. Rebound. Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams now. He'll bring it down the floor. Now gives off to Cooper across the timeline. Cooper on the right wing. Cooper sets the offense. Goes over to Crocker. Crocker. Now he'll work right side. Stops. Comes left. Finds Cooper. Thought about a three. Decided not to. Goes left side. Now put it up right inside the three, and it will not go. He goes down hard, but he's okay. Rebound comes off to Smith. Smith with it for Upper Iowa. Comes over on the right wing. It's Weaver. Weaver, he'll put up a shot, and he scores. We've got a whistle and a foul. And that foul is going to go against. Foul's going to go against Schlake, and if that's the case, that's going to be Kyle's third personal foul. Basket will count for Weaver. We've got a timeout on the floor. So with a timeout on the floor, we'll take a timeout here. Our score, it's Northwest 33, Upper Iowa 24. We'll be back right after this 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Welcome back to the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic here. Upper Iowa taking on your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats here. The Bearcats with the 9-point lead, 33-24. But maybe more alarming is some foul trouble with Kyle Schlake with three personals, Kozad with two, Funk with two here in this first half of play. Very physical on the defensive end down for Northwest, and lots of fouls called that way. Not quite as many on the other end of the floor. 4:38 to play here in the first half. Weaver will go to the free throw line. He's 2-for-2 so far this afternoon. Make it 3-for-3. He's got 5 on the afternoon. That pulls the Peacocks back to within 8 here. Quickly, Northwest down the floor. Funk, he'll drive the baseline, put up the shot and scores. Tyler Funk, he's got 4. Northwest back up with a 10-point lead here, 35-25. David Smith with the basketball. Smith will come over. He'll find Jordan Hay, and Hay will drive the paint. He'll put it up and in. That's his first 2 points of the afternoon. They kind of let Hay get loose that time, and he just drove the paint and finished for the Peacocks. With it now is Cooper out top. Now they go inside, being double-teamed, and the ball knocked out of bounds, but it's going to be last touch by Dylan Starzl. So it'll be Upper Iowa basketball. They'll get it in to Smith. Smith will bring it across the timeline. He'll set up over on the left side wing. Kicks it back out, open three to Weaver. Shot will not go. Punched out of there, and Smith gets it back. Smith with the basketball. Smith now, he'll drive. Puts up a shot, won't go, and we've got a whistle and a jump ball as Starzl ties up David Smith, and Northwest will get the ball back. Williams gets it in to Crooker. Crooker across the timeline for Northwest. Crooker now with the basketball down low. They'll find Williams. He'll drive baseline. He'll kick it back out to Cooper. Cooper at the free throw line puts up a shot and good. 7 points for Deshaun Cooper, the 5'8 senior guard for Northwest. Northwest back up by 10. With the basketball is Roth. Roth, he penetrated and tried to kick it back out to Smith, but it was knocked away by Williams. Smith gets it back. Smith with it. Goes to Weevil. Weaver puts up a shot from three, won't go. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Williams. He'll hand off to Cooper. Cooper with it, working against Hannah.
Cooper. They give Cooper plenty of room. He'll pull up, open three, won't go. Rebound, Weaver. Weaver will kick it out to Hannah. Hannah brings it up the floor in a hurry. Over on the left side wing, stops, looks, now gives off to Roth. Roth, he'll put up a little layup after I thought he walked with the ball, but he gets the layup up and in. Look like steps to me, but 37-29 the score. Cooper with it across the timeline. Cooper will work. Left side, finds Williams. Wide open from three, won't go. Knocked out of there by Starzl, right back to Cooper. Cooper nearly throws it away, but Crocker gathers it in. He'll go back to Cooper. Now over to Williams. To Crocker on the right wing, and they try to go inside to Starzl and throw it out of bounds. Snyder will come in for Funk, who will get a breather for Northwest. Also into the ball game is Logan Johnson, his first time into the game for the Peacocks here. Joey Woods will bring it down the floor for the Peacocks, 37-29, an 8-point Northwest lead. Peacocks trying to cut into it here. They'll give it to Pagel. Pagel with the basketball. Top of the key. We've got a whistle and a foul. It'll be against Logan Johnson, a legal screen there, and that'll be his first personal. Team foul number 7. Northwest will inbounds, working against full court pressure by the Peacocks. They'll get it into Crocker. Crocker now with the basketball. Working against Pagel across the timeline to Cooper. Cooper now will set the Bearcat offense. Works right side. Looks right. Comes top of the key to Williams. Williams inside. There's Starzl. Starzl fakes. Puts up a shot. Shot is blocked, but we've got a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to go against number 3, I believe, Logan Johnson, just into the game. He picks up 2 quick personal fouls. That's going to send Dylan Starzl to the line for the first time. Dylan's shot will not go.
Big stop here, Coop. Big stop.
Second shot is upcoming here. It's on the way, and it's good. So 9 points for Dylan Starzl. 38-29 the score. Woods on the drive once again. He'll give it off on the wing. Top of the key now to Grant Lang. Lang works, stops right at the free throw line. Puts up the little jumper, and it's good. Grant Lang with a couple of more. He's got 7. Again, the full court pressure by the Peacocks, but Bearcats, except for bending energy, has really broken that thing every time. Snyder, open 17. He puts it up and in. Zach Snyder with 2 more. He's got 5 now this afternoon. 40-31 our score. We're under a minute left to go in the first half. With the basketball is Lang. Lang, he'll go to the free throw line, put up a shot, won't go. Rebound, we've got a push from behind. Johnson will pick up foul number 3. He's been in the ball game all of a minute and a half and picked up 3 personal fouls, and we'll walk down to the other end of the floor, and it'll put Dylan Starzl to the free throw line. Dylan had possession for the rebound, went up hard for it, and got pushed in the back by Johnson for the personal foul. Weber will check back into the ball game. Johnson will sit down with those 3 personal fouls here. Starzl is one of two from the charity stripe so far here today. Shot is on the way, and it's good. 2 for 3 now for Dylan Starzl, and he's got 10 on the afternoon. Pretty good first half for Dylan Starzl. Next free throw also on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net. 3 of 4 for Dylan at the charity stripe. 42-31, largest lead of the ball game for Northwest at 11. With the ball is Lang. They'll go to Roth, now to Weaver inside. He'll put up a little turnaround jumper, won't go. Starzl is there with the rebound. Gives it off to Cooper. Coach wants the final shot of the half right here. We're under 25 left to play here in the first half. Cooper with the basketball working against Woods. Way out high here, almost at midcourt, is Cooper. Cooper, we're down to 13. Make it down to 10. He'll go at about 8. We're there now. There goes Coop.
Coop gives off to Crocker. Crocker, top of the key. There's Williams with 2 seconds. Puts up a shot and scores. Bryson Williams with two at the buzzer. And that gives Northwest the largest lead of the ball game. 44-31, our score at halftime. Northwest with the lead over Upper Iowa. We'll be back and have your halftime right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at highlinehomefurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Welcome back to the campus of Southwest Minnesota State University. Their classic going on here this weekend. Northwest in the first game of this tournament with a 44-31 lead over Upper Iowa University out of Fayette, Iowa. We'll be back and have your halftime totals and highlights. We'll do that right after this two-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to Southwest Minnesota State University, their classic here on this rather cool, it's about 40 degrees outside here in Marshall, Minnesota, with about a 25-mile-an-hour wind out of the northwest. A little cool, but snow mostly gone. They had about 10 inches last weekend, but that snow mostly gone here in Marshall, Minnesota. And They can have the snow as far as I'm concerned. At halftime, it's warmed up for the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. They lead here at halftime by a score of 44-31 in that first half. And it was a little rough at times in the first half, but Coach Ben McCollum's got to be pleased, particularly with the way his team is shooting. They're 17 of 28 in the first half on a 60.7, almost 61% clip from the field. They're 4 of 10 from three-point range, shooting 40%. And I think, you know, actually you've got to be pretty pleased shooting 40% from three land. And they're 6 of 8 from the free throw line, which has always been a strength of this ball club the last couple of years. Their free throw shooting 75% from the charity stripe here this afternoon. The only thing that would probably concern you if you're a Northwest fan is fouls, particularly on some of the bigs inside. Kyle Schlake off the bench picked up three personal fouls. Grant Kozad has got a couple of fouls, so he'll have to be careful not to pick up that third quick one here in the second half. Tyler Funk, who's just, you know, he's an all-purpose guy for Northwest and has been his entire career. The 6'3" senior guard for Northwest. He's also got a couple of personal fouls. So that's the only thing, I think, if you're a Bearcat fan, that you would be distressed about. They've been able to handle this full-court pressure that we've seen throughout most of the ball game by the Peacocks and really handled it nicely. The Peacocks, on the other hand, are a team that they're kind of... they don't really run any set offense. They just virtually just try to drive, kick, and shoot threes. So far, they've not been real successful. They've only hit 2 for 12, only shooting 16% from the three-point line. If they get hot, though, from that three-point line, they can really make it a game. So Northwest will continue to, I'm sure, will try to punish them, get it inside for those high-percentage shots, and also try to force them to continue to take those long-range threes here this afternoon. The only time Northwest has really been in trouble in the first half is when they've been able to let some of those playmaking guards for Upper Iowa penetrate, get in, and get the easy bucket on layups here in the first half. Again, our score at halftime, it's Northwest 44. And Upper Iowa 31. We'll be back and give you totals and highlights for Upper Iowa. We'll do that when we return. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back. We're at halftime here from the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic. Your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats lead here at halftime over Upper Iowa by a score of 44-31. We ran down the point totals for Northwest. Let's give you the point totals for Upper Iowa. They were being led by Grant Lang here in the first half. Josh Weber and also... Kier Agbana had 5 points in the first half. Jimmy Roth off the bench and Bo Pago, one of their starters, each contributed 4 points in that first half. Also off the bench, David Smith had a big 3-point opportunity that he got to fall. And Jordan Hay off the bench contributed 2 points. Jace Hanna went to the free throw line and hit one of two for this Upper Iowa ball club. As we mentioned, Upper Iowa has been shooting rather poorly from the field, only 27% from the field. We told you that they were shooting only 16% from three-point land, and their free throw percentage so far has been excellent. They're shooting 91, almost 92% from the free throw line, and they've gone to the line a bunch of times. They've hit 11 of 12. That's kept them in this ball game from the charity stripe here this afternoon. In the rebounding total so far, Northwest in total rebounds leads rebounding 20-16, but I'm sure that Coach McCullough is not pleased with that. He thinks there probably should be a wider difference in those rebounding activities for Northwest, because Northwest significantly taller with the bigs than the Upper Iowa ball club here in the first half. But Northwest, again, led in total points here this afternoon by Dylan Starzl. Dylan's got 11 points here in the first half. Connor Crooker has got 9 points. Deshaun Cooper, our point guard, has got 7 points in the first half. Bryston Williams, the other guard, Zach Snyder off the bench, has got 5 points for the Bearcats. Tyler Funk, also off the bench, he's got three, as does Bryston Williams, also Grant Kozad with three for the Bearcats as well. That gives them their 44 here in the first half. Again, shooting nearly 61% from the field, 40% from three, and in the first half have shot 75% from the charity stripe for Northwest. Offensive rebounds, only 2 for the Bearcats, 6 for Upper Iowa, so I'm sure that is something that Coach McCollum is talking with his Bearcat players about. Northwest offensive rebounds, they lead 18-10 over Upper Iowa, and again, Northwest in total rebounds, out-rebounding Upper Iowa 20-16 here in this first half of play. When we come back, we'll get this thing started for the second half. We'll do that right after this 40-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now! Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Welcome back. Both teams out on the floor. The Upper Iowa Peacocks have been out for the last 2 or 3 minutes getting warmed up. Northwest just out on the floor here, and they're getting warmed up. We're within about a minute and a half of getting this second half started once again. We would anticipate that it'll be Joey Woods, Bo Pagel, Grant Lang, Jordan Hay, and Josh Weber to be the starting five for Upper Iowa. For Northwest, we will wait and see, but we would anticipate that possibly Cooper, Williams, Crocker, Kozad, and Starzl will be out there on the floor for the Bearcats when we get this second half underway. Again, Northwest leading here at halftime by the largest lead of the ball game at 13, 44-31. Again, Northwest is out shooting this Upper Iowa team from the field and from the three-point line. The story has been how many times this Peacock team has been able to get to the free throw line. 11 of 12, shooting nearly 92% from the charity stripe. Northwest, who's a good shooting free throw shooting team, only been at the line 8 times, and they've knocked down 6 of those for 75%. Here we go. We hope you enjoy the second half of action. Northwest will try to make it 1-0 for this 2013-2014 season as we start the second half here from the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic in Marshall, Minnesota. Northwest will play Southwest Minnesota tomorrow afternoon, a 4 o'clock start time. We'll have the pregame show for you at 3:40 tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have that game live right here on KXCV, KRNW, and it'll be available at www.kxcv.org or northwestbearcats.com. It'll be Peacock basketball as we start the second half of action. At the top of the key is Weber. Weber with it. Will put up a little shot and off the glass. Gets it to fall to start the second half. He's got 7 here in the ball game. Back to a 9-point lead for Northwest. Make that a 10 or 11-point lead for Northwest here. 44-31 our score. Cooper with the basketball. Right here in front of us with the basketball now. They go inside. There's Starzl. Starzl, he'll drive, looks, puts up a shot, and he gets it to fall. Dylan Starzl with 2 more. He's got 13. Dylan's been a force here in this first half. Starts off just like he ended the first with the basketball underneath. Blocked shot by Starzl. Peacocks gets it back, and now the follow won't go, but Starzl will get the rebound, and they clear it out to Deshaun Cooper. Nice block on a driving Peacock by Dylan Starzl. Top of the key is Cozad. Over on the wing to Cooper. Cooper, right side, top of the key to Williams. Over on the left side, now to Crocker. He'll drive, stops in the paint, gives off Cozad, puts it up and in. Grant Cozad with 2 more. He's got 4. Northwest back up on top by 15. 48-33. With it is Lang. He'll go inside. There's Woods. Woods puts it up and in. That's the first 2 points of the night for Joey Woods. Northwest working against that full court pressure. That gets it to Cooper. Cooper will let the rest of the team come down now, and he'll set the offense for the Bearcats. They'll go over with it to Williams off the leg of Bo Pagel. So a kick ball is what they're going to call there, and it'll be Northwest basketball. Across the way, Williams will inbounds for the Bearcats. They get it in to Cooper. Cooper will come top of the key, go left side wing to Williams. Williams looking for a cutter inside. He'll stop at the free throw. Gives it back to Cooper. Now to Crocker. Crocker back top of the key. Shot on the way, and it's good. A 3 by Deshaun Cooper. And Cooper gets 3 more here. He's got 10 for the ball game. 51-35. Largest lead of the game at 16 for Northwest. With it is Woods. Woods now. He'll comes over on the left wing. Woods comes back out to Lang now. Lang at the top of the key. Lang comes left, now goes back right to Pagel. Pagel with the drive. We've got a whistle and a foul on the drive, and that's going to go against Northwest here. Foul's going to be charged on Deshaun Cooper. That for Deshaun is going to be his first personal. Team foul number 1 here in the second half. Pagel will go to the free throw line. Pagel is 2 for 2 so far this afternoon from the charity stripe. Make it 3 for 3 now. He's got a total of 5 points on the afternoon. 51-36. The score, Northwest with the lead. Free throw on the way, and it's also good. Perfect 4 for 4 from the charity stripe for Bo Pagel of Upper Iowa. 51-37 our score. Northwest working against full court pressure. Ball lost, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Cooper. Cooper's going to be charged with the personal. And that for Deshaun is his second. 2 quick ones here to start the second half for Deshaun Cooper. Peacocks will inbounds underneath their own basket. They get it in to Hay. Hay goes over. They give it to Grant. Grant puts up a 2. It'll just be a 2. For Grant Lang, he's got 9 now, 51-40, our score. After getting up by as much as 16, they've whittled it back to 11 here. Northwest with the basketball. Williams over on the left wing. Williams comes drives the paint, kicks out, puts up a shot, won't go, but we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. They got it inside to Kozad. He drove the paint, got fouled in the process, and it's going to go against Joey Woods. Woods will pick up his second personal. Team foul number one in the second half for this Upper Iowa ball club. Kozad at the free throw line. First one on the way, and it's good. Two of three is Grant Kozad as Funk checks back in. Cooper will get a breather here for Northwest. Kozad got a total of 6 points here this afternoon. He'll go back to the free throw line. Kozad's second shot is also good. So three for four for Grant Kozad. And he's got seven now. With it is Woods. Woods will drive the paint, puts it up and in. Woods has got four now. Kind of let him go that time. Here comes Crocker with the basketball. Nearly lost it. Gets it back. Goes inside with the basketball now. Starzl gets it out to Williams. Williams knocks down the three. Bryston Williams with three more. He's got eight now in the ball game. And now Woods goes down hard. We've got a whistle. Is it a travel or a timeout? I think they're going to let him have a timeout. He was flat on the floor. And it is a timeout for Upper Iowa. So with 16:31 to play here in the second half, our score, Northwest with a 14-point lead, 56-42. We'll be back right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back. 16:31 left to play here in the ball game in this first of two games today from the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic. Northwest leads Upper Iowa 56-42. Both coaches getting given final instructions to their ball clubs. Northwest breaks their huddle, still waiting for the Peacocks to get out on the floor here. Northwest really made some nice adjustments in that halftime talk by the head coach, Ben McCullough, and his assistants here this afternoon. They've done a much better job in preventing this Peacock team from being able to drive and get that easy bucket. They did get one here so far in the second half, but for the most part have done a really nice job, and really then even came out on them and tightened up on them defensively on those three-point shots as well. When they're not able to drive like that, they're not really able to maybe get in as much foul trouble either. We've not seen that here except for two quick fouls on Deshaun Cooper in the second half. It's going to be Williams, Crocker, Funk, Starzl, and Kozad, the five out on the floor for Northwest. For the Peacocks, it'll be Woods, Lang also out there. It's going to be Weaver. Pagel is also on the floor, and in the corner looks like Jimmy Roth over there. Inbounds pass goes to Woods. Woods with it left side wing, top of the key, open three for Weaver. His shot will not go. Cleared out by Crocker. Crocker with the rebound, and he'll have the basketball for Northwest. With it is Crocker. He'll go left side wing. Now comes all the way over here to the right side, top of the key to Starzl. Back to Crocker, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Crocker. Last touch, they say.
Go, play D. Go. Get back, dude.
A little bit of refereeing by one of the Peacock gentlemen, but he got the call. It'll be Peacock basketball here. With it is Woods. He'll go over. Three on the way, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Lang, I guess, for clearing out and making room for himself on that three-point shot.
They're going to call, instead, they're going to call it on Jordan Hay. Hay will pick up his first personal foul, team foul number two. Crocker with the basketball, working against Woods here, across the timeline, over on the right wing, gives off to Funk. Funk, he'll dribble it, stop at the free throw line, give to Cozad. Cozad puts it up and in. Two more for Cozad. He's got six, three in the first half, three more here in the second half. With the basketball is Woods, left wing, top of the key he goes. Over on the left side now, with the basketball is Hay. Hay kicks out to Woods. Woods tries to go inside, back to Hay. He thought about the three, doesn't want it though. Woods now, he'll work against Williams. Stops, looks, has it knocked away by Williams, but into the arms of Weber. Weber, he'll put up another three, it won't go. I don't know how many that he's got to miss before he quits shooting. With the basketball is Crocker. Crocker over to Cozad, now to Funk. Funk, he'll drive, puts up a shot. We've got a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go against the Peacocks on the drive by Tyler Funk of Northwest. That foul is going to be charged on Josh Weber. Weber will pick up his second personal foul, team foul number three. We got substitutions on the floor. Smith will come in. Roth will come in. Obgana will come in, and we'll have a timeout on the floor. And with 15 minutes left to go here in the ball game, our score, Northwest 58, Upper Iowa 42. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Welcome back. 58-42 Northwest over Upper Iowa here with 15 minutes left here in the ball game. One of two for the Bearcats. They will be here tomorrow afternoon with a 3:40 pregame show, 4 o'clock tip for you across the Bearcat Radio Network. So far here in the ball game, Northwest has shot 66.7% from the field. They've been shooting 50% from three-point land. They're 80% from the free throw line. Just to give you some comparison, for Upper Iowa, they're only shooting 32% from the field. They're shooting 20% from free throw, three-point land, and they're shooting almost 93% from the free throw stripe. 58-42, Northwest. Tyler Funk will go to the free throw line. This will be his first trip there, and he knocks down the first one. Tyler's got 5 points for the Bearcats here this afternoon. Tyler, the 6'3 senior, puts up the second one, and it's good as well. So give him six here in the afternoon, 60-42, 18-point Northwest lead. Obgana, he'll put up a three from the top of the key. It won't go. Rebound being fought for, controlled by the Peacocks. Upper Iowa with it. Bo Pagel with it now. He'll drive the paint, and we've got a whistle and a foul as he goes in there and puts up a shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And it's going to go against Northwest Tyler Funk. And for Tyler, that's his third personal. And Deshaun Cooper is set to check in now. Pagel will go to the charity stripe. First one is on the way, and it's good. 5 for 5 for Pagel. And he's got 9. Tyler will get a breather here. Cooper will check back in for the Bearcats. Pagel's next free throw opportunity is in the air, and it's also good. A perfect 6 for 6 from the charity stripe is Bo Pagel. Northwest working against that full court pressure, kicked out of bounds by Jimmy Roth as Cooper was being double-teamed down there. Bryston Williams will inbounds once again for the Bearcats. He'll get it in to Cooper, and Cooper will come down the floor as he gets by David Smith, his defender. Gets it up to Williams on the right wing. Williams now, we've got a whistle and a foul away from the basketball.
That foul's going to be charged on Ogbonna. And for Ogbonna, that is his second personal foul, team foul number four. Northwest will inbounds underneath their own basket here. They've got that 16-point lead. They get it in with the basketball over quickly. Crocker with the three, won't go. Rebound, Starzl. Starzl, he'll put it back up and in. Dylan Starzl with two more. He's got 15 on the afternoon. With it, another drive into the paint. We've got a whistle and yet another foul. David Smith going to the in the lane, and that is going to be charged against Starzl. His second personal foul. As Kyle Schlake gets ready to check back into the ball game now for Northwest. At the free throw line is David Smith. Smith is one for one so far today from the line, and his second shot is no good. Schlake will check in. Starzl will get a breather here. 's next free throw opportunity is on the way. It's in the air, and it's good. This time he's 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. He's got 4 on the afternoon. Again, full court pressure by the Peacocks. With it is Crocker. Crocker working against Pagel with the basketball over to Cooper. Cooper on the right wing here. Cooper, he'll drive, stops at the free throw line, kicks it back out, tries to go to Williams, and it just goes between Bryston's legs out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. That's the Bearcats' 10th turnover here in the ball game. Upper Iowa's been pretty careful with the basketball, only 5 turnovers in the game, so twice as many turnovers for the Bearcats, but Bearcats with the 62-45 lead here. David Smith with the basketball, top of the key. He'll come right side wing to Lang. Lang looking inside to Ogbonna. Gets it to him. He'll drive now. Puts up a shot, and it'll fall. Ogbonna with 2. And he's got 5. Make it 7 points here this afternoon for the Peacocks. With it is Cooper. Cooper in the paint. Now we'll dish it off. Crocker with a shot. Won't go. Rebound fought for and controlled by Upper Iowa. With the basketball is Smith. Smith over on the wing to Roth. Back to Smith. Smith tries to drive the paint. Out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Woods. Turnover, Upper Iowa. That gives it back to the Bearcats with 13:15 to play. 62-47 our score. All Bearcats here in the second half. Deshaun Cooper working against David Smith across the timeline. Comes right side wing. He'll drive. Goes in the paint, puts up the shot, won't go, rebound Smith. Smith clears it out to Woods. Woods on the run, across the timeline, over on the right wing to Lang. Lang now comes top of the key. Lang back to Williams, Smith. He'll put up a shot off the glass, won't go. Williams is there with the rebound. Here comes the Bearcats back the other way with 12:45 to play in the game. Over to Cooper on the wing, back to Williams, and we've got a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to go against either Roth or, it's going to go against Woods. Yep, now they say Roth, so it'll be Jimmy Roth, his first personal foul, team foul number 5. Northwest will inbounds underneath their own bucket, gets it to Williams. Williams on the right wing now, coming out from the baseline. We'll get it over on the left side. They go to Crocker there, down low. He'll come back out to the wing. Finds Cooper. Cooper on the right side to Williams. Williams, jump step, shot from the lane, and it's good for Bryston Williams. 2 more. Williams has got 10 on the afternoon. Roth, top of the key to Ogbonna. He'll drive, puts up a shot high off the glass, and gets it to fall. Ogbonna, he doesn't look graceful, but he gets the job done. He's got 9 now with the basketball, Northwest, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Northwest offensively, I think. And it's going to go against Kozad, and if that's the case, that's going to be Grant's third personal foul. And it is his third personal. We've got a timeout on the floor with 11:57 to play in the ballgame. Northwest 64. Upper Iowa 49. We'll be back after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
It'll be Peacock basketball here with 11:57 left to go in the ballgame, 64-49 Northwest. Northwest will pick them up defensively at half court. With the basketball is Woods. He'll work against Crocker. They go top of the key. Weaver, he'll drive the paint, puts up the shot, and it's good. Weaver, he's got nine now in the game. 64-51, a 13-point lead as the Peacocks try to get back in this one. Northwest with the basketball. Behind the screen of Schneider. They give to Williams. Williams, he has his shot blocked. Cleared out of there by the Peacocks, and now the ball stripped by Deshaun Cooper. We've got a whistle and a foul. That foul's going to go against David Smith, I believe, of the Peacocks. David Smith will get the personal foul. That will be his first personal. Team foul number six. Northwest will have the basketball. They will have to bring it the length of the floor here and work against that full court pressure. Northwest with the 13-point lead. Lead as much as 18 at one time. But this Upper Iowa bunch just won't go away here. With the basketball is Cooper. He'll give to Crocker, over to Williams. Down low to Deshaun now on the right side. He'll bring it back out on the wing. Drives the paint. He'll kick it out. Shot on the way. It won't go. Rebound comes out to Smith. Smith clears it up to Woods. Woods on the run. We've got a whistle and a foul inside. And I believe Deshaun's going to get called for reaching in. He didn't think he did it. Tyler Funk will check back in as Deshaun's going to pick up his third personal foul here. Deshaun will get a breather as Funk comes in. Upper Iowa will inbounds underneath their own bucket here. Pagel to do the honors, gets it in. He'll get it out to Weaver, now back to Pagel. Pagel, he'll drive in the paint now, stops, loose ball, ball on the floor, now picked up by Woods, and Woods puts it up and in, and we've got a whistle and another foul. That's going to go against Snyder, his second personal. Basket's going to count for Woods. That'll give him six on the afternoon and send him to the free throw line for the first time today. Woods' free throw, no good. Rebound out of there by Snyder. Northwest gets it to Crocker. Crocker will bring it down now with 10:35 remaining in this ball game. 11-point Northwest lead. Northwest needs a bucket here. Tyler Funk with the basketball. Top of the key. We've got a kick as Tyler was trying to get the ball underneath to Dylan Starzl. So be kicked by Upper Iowa. Northwest will inbounds underneath their own bucket. Bryston Williams to do the honors. He'll get it in. Crocker open three on the baseline. It's good. What a shot and a big basket that time by Connor. He's got 12. Connor gets the steal that time down, and he'll bring it back the floor. Schneider's got an open three. It bounds off, no good. Rebound comes out to Pagel. Pagel will bring it down for Upper Iowa. He'll try to drive and goes against Crocker and misses off the glass. Rebound by Funk. Funk clears it out, bringing it down as Crocker. Crocker taking the point now as Deshaun is on the bench getting a breather. Crocker on the right side wing. Over to Williams. Bryston with it. Back to Crocker. Crocker right wing. He'll go top of the key. Now he'll drive the paint. He'll put up the left-hander and he'll put it up and in. Nice shot by Connor Crocker. He's got 14 now. Two big buckets. Northwest goes four, or make that 5-0 on the last two offensive possessions. Woods drives, and he scores. He's got eight, so a 5-2 run for Northwest. Let's see if they can extend it here. 69-55, the Northwest lead with 9 minutes left to go in the ball game. Crocker, he'll pull it out, set the play for Northwest. Top of the key, working against Woods. He'll go left side. Stops, goes over to Williams. Williams, he'll drive the paint. Jump step, shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound. Woods pulls it out of there for Upper Iowa. Woods across the timeline, over to Pagel on the wing. He'll drive baseline. Stops, looks, gets it back out to Weevil. Now back out to Woods. Woods, top of the key. He'll drive in the paint, puts up a shot and scores, and they're going to count the basket. It's almost like continuation in the NBA. Foul's going to go against Tyler Funk, his fourth. And Williams is not only going to get the basket, but he's going to get to go to the free throw line. So with 8:40 to play, our score, Northwest 69 and Upper Iowa 57. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Welcome back to Southwest Minnesota, the campus of Southwest here. The classic going on this weekend. Northwest with a 12-point lead here at the 8:40 mark of the ball game. Trying to withstand a little run here by this Upper Iowa ball club. The assistant coach has handled much of that timeout for Northwest as head coach Ben McCollum had a word right at half court with one of the officials. Really was animated in explaining what he thought what should and should not be called. And just about the only reaction out of the official was a nod of the head a couple of two or three times. And so we're back to action here as Woods will go to the free throw line. Woods this afternoon has got 10 points. He's 0 for 1 for the charity stripe. He's a 6'2 senior guard from Naples, Florida. Woods' free throw is on the way, and it's good. So he's 1 for 2, got 11 points. David Smith will check in. Woods will come out now. So they get the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Northwest will have the basketball. Snyder will get it to Williams. Williams with it now, working against Smith. Across the timeline. They get it to Crocker. Crocker will run the offense now from the point. He'll go right side wing. Looks for Williams, finds him top of the key. Williams looking inside. Tries to find a cutter, can't find one. Williams now comes Crocker on the right side wing. Crocker top of the key, stops, backs up, gives it to Williams. Now on the baseline to Snyder. Snyder back out on the wing to Bryston. He'll go in the paint, puts up a shot, and we got a blocking foul underneath. Nice drive by Bryston Williams. Foul is going to be charged on Upper Iowa, and it's going to be charged on Weber. And for Weber, that's going to be his third personal foul. And it should send Bryston Williams to the free throw line. Got a wet spot on the floor. Got an official's timeout as they clean up the perspiration off the floor here, right underneath the Bearcat bucket. 8 minutes, 8 seconds left to go in the ball game. 11-point Northwest lead. 69-58. So far, Northwest shooting 59% from the field, 41% from three-point land, and 83% from the charity stripe, 38% from the field for Upper Iowa, 18% from three-point, and 85% at the charity stripe. The shot that time by Bryston Williams is up and good from the free throw line. His first free throw of the afternoon. He's got 11. See if he can make it 12 right here. Bounce off, no good. 11 points for Bryston Williams, 70-58. 12-point Bearcat lead. Top of the key is Smith. Over on the wing, three-pointer on the way. Won't go by Weaver. Pagel with the rebound. He travels with the basketball. Turnover. Upper Iowa, that gives it back to the Bearcats. Snyder will inbounds for Northwest. He'll get it to Ryston Williams, back to Snyder, and they'll go to Crocker. Crocker tossed the timeline. They try to pick him up in a trap double team, but he gets away from it, dribbles through the pressure. Comes top of the key, comes right side to Snyder. Snyder now with the basketball to Williams. Williams over to Crocker, down low left side. He'll pull it back out on the wing, inside. They were trying to go to Cozad. Loose ball picked up by Weber. Weber clears it out to Pagel. Pagel now on the wing. There's Grant. He thought about the three, and he travels. Back-to-back turnovers for the Peacocks, and that gives it back to Northwest. They'll inbounds right in front of the upper Iowa bench here with 7:24 to play in the ballgame. 12-point Bearcat lead. Crocker with it. He'll bring it down, working against David Smith across the timeline. He'll come right side wing now. Stops, looks, finds Williams, top of the key. Williams now looking inside, finds Starzl. He'll put it up. It's knocked out of bounds. No foul called. They said he got all ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bearcat basketball as Pagel checks out. Woods comes in for Upper Iowa. Ryston Williams will inbounds underneath the Bearcat basket. Williams goes to Snyder, three from the baseline. It's good. Kai, what a Zach Snyder with three. He's got eight now. Got a whistle and a foul underneath. That foul is, basket's going to count. And it's going to go against Cozad, I believe. And for Grant, that's going to be his fourth personal. It's going to send Smith to the free throw line. They're going to give him the bucket, so he'll go there to try to make the three-point play the old-fashioned way here. 73-60 our score. David Smith will try to get the free throw to drop right here. So far he's 2-for-3 from the charity stripe. Shot is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound Cozad. Cozad will clear it out. Cozad now gets it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams working over on the left side. Looks right, now continues that side. He's down low, comes top of the key to Crocker. Crocker with the basketball. Connor working against Joey Woods here. Connor with the basketball. He'll drive, puts up the shot high up the glass, gets it to fall. Crocker with a couple of more. He's got 16 with the basketball now. Roth, Jimmy Roth with it. And knocked away. Nice play by Cozad underneath. Knocked it away, and it goes right into the hands of Connor Crocker. 6:15 to play in the ball game. Crocker with the basketball. He'll go left wing, top of the key to Williams. Williams, he'll drive, looks, stops, turns. We've got a whistle and a timeout. Ben McCollum of the Bearcats wants to talk with his ball club with 6:08 to play in the ball game. Our score, Northwest 75 and Upper Iowa 60. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Northwest will inbounds right in front of their own bench here. It'll be Bryston Williams to get it done here. He'll get it out to Crocker. Crocker. He'll work against Smith, working right side. Now he'll come back to the top of the key, drives the paint, puts up his shot, left-handed and good. Boy, I tell you what, he does a nice job penetrating the paint, going with the left hand, up and in. Three, long three, that time by Jimmy Roth. His first points of the game, 77-63, 14-point Bearcat lead here. Big three that time by Jimmy Roth of Upper Iowa. With the basketball is Williams. Williams, top of the key. Williams goes left side wing to Funk. Funk now with the basketball. Working against Smith. Funk now, he'll go on a drive. Underneath, got caught up in the air, and he'll throw it out of bounds. turnover Bearcats. That will give it back to Upper Iowa here. They're on a little 3-0 run here. Let's see what they can do with it on this offensive possession. We're down to 5:15 left to go in the game. Top of the key. Drive shot up. Won't go. Rebound comes out Northwest. With the basketball is Funk. Funk cleans up underneath. Gets it out to Crocker. Crocker across the timeline. Crocker with the basketball now. He'll work over on the left side. Gives it off to Funk. Funk on the wing. Gives right side to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams from the right wing. Directing traffic underneath. Wants to go to Starzl, but can't. They'll go to Snyder. Snyder will drive the baseline. Loose ball underneath. Picked up by Crocker. Back to Snyder underneath there. Starzl. Starzl puts it up and in. And we've got a whistle and a foul. Nice job by the Bearcats underneath. Two great passes, and Starzl puts it up and in. Deshaun Cooper into the ball game for Northwest. Hannah into the game for the Upper Iowa Ball Club. So Starzl will get two more points. He'll go to the line when we return. Timeout for Upper Iowa with 4:39 to play. Our score, Bearcats 79, Peacock 63. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to Southwest Minnesota State University. Our score here with 4:39 to play in the ballgame, the Bearcats lead the Peacocks 79-63. Northwest will try to hold on to this lead and go 1-0 in the 2013-2014 season. They'll play against Southwest Minnesota State tomorrow afternoon with a 4 o'clock tip-off planned. A 3:40 pregame, Hy-Vee pregame show coming your way. Dylan Starzl will go to the free throw line to shoot the one shot here to try to make the three-point play for the Bearcats. He's 3-for-4 so far this afternoon. His shot is on the way, and it's good. 4-for-5 now for Dylan Starzl, and he's got 18 on the night. With the basketball is Woods. He goes underneath, has it stripped away, and the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be off of a Bearcat. It'll be Peacock basketball. So Upper Iowa will inbounds underneath their own basket. It'll be Hannah that will inbounds. Hannah gets it into Woods. Woods down low over on the left side. Comes back out on the wing. Stops, gives, shot up, and good by Obana. He's got a total of 11 points now. With the basketball is Cooper. Cooper back at the point for the Bearcats. He'll go top of the key over on the wing to Funk. Funk now with the basketball. Back to Cooper. Cooper will reset the offense now for Northwest. He's working against Bo Pagel with the basketball. Cooper, he'll cut, drive to the bucket, and has his shot blocked out of bounds. So it'll be off of Upper Iowa. Northwest will inbounds underneath their basket. Connor Crocker will inbounds for the Bearcats. 80-65, our score. He'll get it to Starzl, way out top. Now to Cooper. Cooper with it. Cooper, shot clock winding down. Three on the way, and it won't go. Rebound off to Woods. Woods with it quickly. The Peacocks, they'll go and shoot a three. It won't go from the top of the key. Starzl with the rebound. Starzl will hand off to Crocker now, and Crocker will bring it down the floor for Northwest across the timeline. Working that left side. He'll drive, gives off down low to Tyler Funk. Funk will bring it back, gives pass to Cooper. Cooper with it on the right wing. Cooper now working against Pagel.
behind the screen. It's in the paint, has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by the Peacocks. Peacocks back. We've got a one-on-two. We've got a whistle, and it's going to be a charge, I believe, on Woods. And Woods is going to pick up the personal foul, and for him that'll be his third personal. Kozad will check into the ball game for Snyder. So Northwest will have both their bigs in with Starzl and Kozad underneath. Northwest will have the basketball on the foul by Woods there on the drive. Nice defensive stand by the Bearcats there to take the charge. With it is Crocker to Deshaun Cooper. Cooper on the left wing now. Cooper working. He'll lose the basketball, and we've got a whistle. Stopped action there. Foul on Upper Iowa is going to go against Pagel. That for Pagel is going to be, now they're going to say it's going to go on Hannah, and it'll be his second personal. So at the free throw line is Cooper. His first shot is up and good. That's the first time Deshaun's been at the line here this afternoon. He's 1-for-1. He's got 11 points on the afternoon. His next one is up and in as well. 12 points now for Deshaun Cooper, the 5'8" senior guard from St. Louis, Missouri for the Bearcats. We've got a whistle and a blocking foul on Northwest. The basket's going to count. That foul is going to go against Starzl, and for Starzl, that's going to be his third personal. And Woods will get his 13th point of the night. Funk will come out. Into the ball game is Williams for Northwest. Woods will go to the line. He's 1-of-2 from the charity stripe tonight. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Make it 2-for-3. He's got 14 for the game, Joey Woods, and we've got a whistle. That foul is going to go against the defensive Peacocks here. With 2:43 to play, the Peacocks are going to have to get hot from three. They're going to have to foul Northwest. Northwest can make their free throws, and you got to like their chances as they send Deshaun Cooper to the free throw line. They'll have the win here. We can chalk it up if they can continue to make free throws. Cooper, he misses. He's 2-for-3 now from the charity stripe. 12 points on the afternoon for Deshaun Cooper. Free throw on the way, and it's good. 3-for-4 for Deshaun. 83-68 to score. Woods on the drive, puts it up and in. Woods, he's got 16. Northwest, going to have to stop that charge here. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be off the Peacocks. So it'll be Northwest basketball. They will inbounds again underneath the Peacock basket here. 2:30 left to go in the ball game. Inbounds goes to Crocker. Crocker quickly, and we've got a foul. And that's going to go against Pagel, I think. Now they're going to say 20 again, so it'll be Hannah. That for Hannah will be his third personal foul. It's going to send Crocker to the free throw line. Boy, Connor's had a nice game. He's got 18 points here this afternoon. He's 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Connor's first one is on the way, and it's good. 19 points now for Connor Crocker. Connor, the 6'2 sophomore guard from Overland Park, Kansas. He'll put his second one up and in as well. 20 points now in the afternoon for Connor Crocker. 2:25 to play. Woods with the basketball. He continues to drive, and he puts it up and in. 18 for Joey Woods now. And just as soon as Northwest gets it in, they make another foul, and they're going to send Connor Crooker to the charity stripe. That foul is going to go against Pagel, and that'll be his first. Connor is 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. Make it 5-for-5. 21 points for Northwest, Connor Crocker, make it 22. 6 for 6 for the charity stripe for Connor, 87-72. Shot up, and it's good by the Peacocks. Obgana that time got two more. He's got 13. Sean Cooper with the basketball. And go over to Bryston Williams, being double-teamed. Now back to Cooper. Cooper will run clock here if he can. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Cooper over here on the right side wing. He'll pull it back outside. Go to Williams. Now back to Cooper. Down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock. 87-74 Northwest. Deshaun, he'll put up a shot. It has it blocked. Rebound comes off, and it goes to Upper Iowa with it. Looked like Roth wanted to take the three. Now they'll get it underneath. Pagel loses it nearly. They go back to Woods. Woods will put up a shot. It won't go. The rebound comes out to Starzl. Starzl will clear it out to Williams, now to Cooper. We're down to 1:15 left to go in the ball game. Cooper across the timeline for Northwest. Works right side. Stops. Looks. Goes to Williams. Way out top over on the left side. Williams now working against Pagel. Williams with 1 minute remaining in the ball game. He'll drive the paint. Goes up. Puts up the shot over the defensive player. Will that be a charge or not? I believe they're going to charge. Call Williams on a charge. Williams will pick up his second personal foul. And the Peacocks will inbounds here and have to go the length of the floor with 55 seconds left to play. 87-74 as the Peacocks have been able to draw it back in with their foul strategy. They're across the timeline now. Under 50 to play in this one with the basketball. They go outside with it. Got two or three new players into the ball game. That's Johnson over there. Also Sover with it now. Sover, he'll try to drive the paint. Puts up the shot, won't go, and we've got a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to go against Dylan Starzl. That'll be Dylan's fourth personal foul. Sover will go to the line to shoot two. Seriously, it's hard to foul when you're set and got your hands straight up in the air. But nonetheless, Sover will go to the free throw line, and he'll hit the first one. That's his first point of the afternoon. Draws him to within 12 now with 36 seconds to play. This one's not done. Next one is also good. So 2 points for Sover. Northwest working against that full court pressure. Will they foul right off the bat here or not? We've got a whistle and a foul now, and they do as the Bearcats get it into Crocker. But as long as Northwest can keep it in the hands of Connor Crocker, or Deshaun Cooper for that matter, they got a pretty good chance at the free throw line. Again, Connor Crocker is 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 87-76, a 12-point Bearcat lead. They'll try to extend it here. Connor Crocker's free throw is good. That kid is nails from the free throw line here this afternoon. 7 for 7. We'll try to make it 8 for 8 here. Crocker's a 91% free throw shooter, and you can tell why, because he just has hit his 8th free throw on the afternoon. He's got 24 total points in the contest. 3-pointer on the way, and it's good for Sover. Sover's got 5 now. 89-78, an 11-point lead, and another foul. And we come down with 24 seconds left to go in the ball game. Sends Deshaun Cooper to the free throw line. Cooper is 3 for 4 from the charity stripe. He's an 81% free throw shooter for Northwest. Deshaun's first one is on the way, and it's good. 4 for 5 for Deshaun Cooper. He's got 14 so far. We'll try to make it 15 right here. Shot's on the way, and it's good. 15 points now for Deshaun Cooper. 91-78 our score with the basketball is Winsen. Johnson with it. He'll put up a shot, won't go. Rebound, Williams. Williams with 10 seconds left. They'll peel back. Let's see, Northwest will just hold on to the ball game with the final 3 seconds being run off the clock here, and that's the ball game. Northwest gets the win by a score of 91-78 here this afternoon in the Southwest Minnesota State University Classic. We'll be back to wrap this one up right after this two-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota, side of this Southwest Minnesota State University Classic, and in game one of two today and two more tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats come out with the first win of the Classic as they defeat Upper Iowa by a score of 91-78. And I tell you, in this one here this afternoon, Connor Crocker with, I believe, 24 total points for the Bearcats, and also Dylan Starzl underneath with 18, really the story in this ball game. But Northwest as a whole had a really, really good afternoon. We'll talk about that and do a whole lot more, give you the totals and highlights for both these ball clubs. We'll do that when we return right after this. 1 minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our final in our first game is Fort Hays State and Southwest Minnesota State warm up here, but welcome back to our Championship Motors post-game show. And in this one, it was the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats defeating Upper Iowa by a score of 91-78. Let's get you the scoring totals for the Bearcats. As we mentioned, Connor Crooker led all scorers here this afternoon, as he was 7 of 12 from the field,
two for six from the three-point line. He was perfect at the free throw line, shooting 8 of 8 from the charity stripe. Had 24 points for the Bearcats. The Bearcats had four players in double figures, so a nice even scoring by the Bearcats here this afternoon. Dylan Starzl was a perfect 7 for 7 from the field. He was also 4 for 5 from the free throw line. He chipped in 18 points for the Bearcats. He was followed by Deshaun Cooper. Deshaun went 4 of 9 from the field. He was 2 for 3 from the three-point land. Shot 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. Had 15 points. And Bryston Williams was 4 of 10 from the field. 2 of 6 from the three-point land. 1 of 2 from the charity stripe and had 11 points for the Bearcats. They were followed by Grant Cozad, who almost got into double figures. He had 9. Snyder off the bench had 8 for the Bearcats. Tyler Funk, also off the bench, had 6 points for the Bearcats. Kyle Schlake was in and played a few minutes in this ball game, but actually got into foul trouble, which limited his action here this afternoon. For Upper Iowa, they were led by Joey Woods, who had 18 points. Most of those came in the second half of play when they really had to force the issue. They really wanted to drive and penetrate in the paint, and he got some easy baskets there as Northwest got a little gun-shy with all the fouls that were being called on those drives underneath. He was followed by Agana, who had 13 points, and Grant Lang had 10 points. So three players for Upper Iowa in double figures here in tonight's game. Josh Weaver had 9 points in the game. Bo Pagel had 8 points. Also with points was Jimmy Roth with 7 here this evening for the ball club. David Smith off the bench had 4 points, as did Nick Sawyer off the bench late in the game to put in 4 points. And then it was Jordan Hay, Trevor Hook, each with 2 points, and Jace Hanna with 1 point for Upper Iowa. It was Northwest shooting 58, almost 59% from the field. They shot 42% from three-point land, and they had and they shot 85% from the free throw line. For Upper Iowa, they shot a little bit better from the field in the second half. They were dreadful, only shooting 27% in the first half. They shot 42%, almost 43% for the game. They really shot terribly from three-point land. They were just 4 for 19. It seemed like they put up a whole lot more than that. They shot 21% from three. But where they did shine was they drew lots and lots of fouls on this Northwest ball club, and they got to the line 24 times. They hit 20 of those, shooting 83.3% from the charity stripe here this afternoon. That's your totals and highlights. We'll be back and we'll hopefully have a chat with Ben McCollum. We'll do all that after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back. Our final, it was Northwest defeating Upper Iowa 91-78. We'll have a chat with Coach Ben McCollum when we return as the Championship Motors Postgame Show continues. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about the speaker who will address December graduates.
We're looking forward to commencement. I know it's a ways off, but we're announcing that Dr. John Gardner, the co-founder and president of the Gardner Institute for Excellence in Undergraduate Education, will be addressing our graduates and their families during the winter commencement, which is mid-December, Friday, December 13th. A lot to happen between now and then, but we're very pleased to have Dr. Gardner joining us.
Jasinski also mentions the work of the Northwest Grounds Crew.
We're going to have some snow up and coming, and they'll do a great job through snow removal. But beautiful, beautiful campus. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of being the Missouri Arboretums. We're very proud of them. And you know, I should also mention, John, that you know our Greek organization's unbelievable, their commitment. They provided, and really all of our students, 2,500 pounds of canned food for the Maryville Ministry Center through their various contests. We're very, very proud of what our students do for the community.
Another topic discussed was the coordination of grants at Northwest.
Once you receive a grant from a variety of agencies and organizations, obviously to see that grant through and let it get to the impact that it's intended, and we've been blessed. You know, we've had, you know, certainly a great grants program previously. It's been ramped up. And as we look at grants, John, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that these aren't just grants, say, academically across our 11 academic departments, but it really spans the entire university. So as you look at our university police department, we go through a number of grants within that organization. Our TRIO programs, Upward Bound, for example, or Upward Bound Math and Science, very major grant process.
That was Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski on this week's All That Jazz conversation.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota, side of this Southwest Minnesota State University Classic. And after game one of a scheduled four-gamer here this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats get the win over Upper Iowa in 91-78. And pretty good game. Your assessment of the first regular season game of the season for the Bearcats?
Yeah, you know, I thought we came out really focused. I thought our attention to our scouting report was great. You know, I mean, we held them to 20-some percent shooting in the first half. Second half, they just kind of lowered their head and drove. And you know, that's the new rule changes. We're still trying to get used to exactly what they're going to call, when they're going to call it, how they're going to call it, because I'm having a hard time figuring it out.
Talk a little bit about the rule change, because at one point I was told anyway that they were going to call hand checks, that they weren't going to let you put your hands on at all. That didn't seem to be the case. But this team did a lot of driving. They went to the bucket a lot, and Northwest got some fouls called against them.
Yeah, and I'm not, in no way am I saying I thought it was a well-officiated game. It's more, you know, my understanding is that it's going to be hand checks. Anything as far as touching when they're driving, that's a foul. And, you know, we're just trying to get used to exactly when that's a foul, why, you know, this just seems to still be gray area, and that's what they're trying to eliminate. But again, I thought they did a great job tonight. We're just trying to figure it out.
Talk a little bit about your team offensively. Got to be pleased you had four players in double figures.
Yeah, you know, we shared the ball pretty well. We drove when we needed to drive. I didn't think we moved the ball great, which is something we're going to need to do tomorrow in order to beat that team. But, you know, all in all, I thought it was a good first game. Got a little of the slippage out, and hopefully we'll be ready to go for the next one.
As far as, you know, Upper Iowa goes, a little bit quicker maybe than you thought or not?
No, they're exactly what we thought they were. I knew if we held them, we held their threes in check, that we'd have a pretty good chance, and we did. And we went inside, and that press, you know, the press kind of discombobulated us a little bit and made it difficult offensively, so we wore down. But hopefully, again, tomorrow it'll be a little bit better. We'll kind of figure some things out and get ready for Southwest Minnesota.
Coach, congratulations on a big win. Got the first of the 2013-14 season.
Thanks a lot.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, that's Ben McCollum. We'll wrap up our post-game show. We'll do that right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Marshall, Minnesota. Our final, it was the Northwest Bearcats 91 and the Upper Iowa Peacocks 78 in the first game of this Southwest Minnesota State University Classic from Marshall, Minnesota. The Extra Effort Award this afternoon goes to Connor Crocker, who scored 24 points for the Northwest Ball Club. He did that in fine fashion by going 7 of 12 from the field. Have 7 of 12 field goals. He was 2 for 6 from 3-point land, and he shot a perfect 8 for 8 from the charity stripe. Particularly big down the stretch, as they were forced to foul from about the 5-minute mark on, trying to get back into this ball game any way they could. But again, Connor had a total of 24 points. He is our Extra Effort Award winner for the Bearcats here this afternoon. He also contributed with 3 rebounds and 5 assists on the afternoon as well. That's Connor Crocker, your Extra Effort Award winner. Again, the final, it was Northwest 91, Upper Iowa 71, and the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats go to 1-0. They'll try to make it 2-0 as they will meet Southwest Minnesota State University tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that game for you right here on the flagship, as well as the network across Bearcat, the radio network. We'll have that game for you with the tip starting at 3:40 tomorrow afternoon and tip off at around 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. That'll do it. We thank Christian Grady back at the station. Our final once again, it was Northwest, the win to start the 2013-14 season as they defeat Upper Iowa by a score of 91-78. For Christian back in Maryville, I'm Rodney Harris from Marshall, Minnesota, saying so long, everybody.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes
Christian,
from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.